I think let's get to the main topic, or the first rant, which is digital ID. I mean, this has been a long time coming, but it's because the Fabians move very slowly and are sinister clowns. But it's obviously wrong, and I think we all obviously hate it. There is no, the Fabians are currently lying. Oh, look, the Fabians lie. Who knew? The Fabians are currently lying that it will prevent people being illegal immigrants being able to work. Well, in order to get employment in this country, we already have laws requiring you to prove your identity. That system obviously doesn't work. In fact, if anything, certain providers like Just Eat and Deliveroo and Uber are openly flouting it. So one more law is not going to oppress the lawbreakers. One more law is just going to oppress us. That's we. The decent law-abiding people will be the ones oppressed. Once you have a digital ID, they can watch every aspect of your life. They can actually, because, so my father's quite cynical, and I think a lot of academics are, but my father always says that when he first came to the university to teach, he was advised by the then university doctor, because the Oxford and Cambridge have university doctors for like historic reasons, advised by the university doctor that he was the only doctor to whom he could be honest about how much he drinks in a week or a month, because he almost certainly I will drink more than you do, sir. And but all my doctor friends are mad and think that you should drink far less. So my father always recants this idea that nobody should actually tell the doctor how much they genuinely drink. And obviously, it'll be things like that that they come for with digital ID. They will try and control our lives. They will say, "Oh, you've been to one too many concerts this week or this month. Oh, you've had a purchased alcohol quite a lot, haven't you? I'm just going to cut that for the next 3 weeks." It's absolute control. It is a Fabian's, dream coming. These people get high off this stuff. They are addicted to control. They are ill. I mean, in a respectable society, I think we just treat this as an illness. The desire to control other people and tell them how they should behave is completely wrong. But a digital ID will not improve our lives in any way, shape, or form, is obviously flawed, and will hopefully bring down the Labour government because it is so obviously sinister. Remember, Fabians, sinister clowns. That's what they are. And I had to call Lord Hague a sinister clown yesterday. And as ever, when I tweet or say anything in public, I always simply say what is that which is true. And that's my great defense. My great skill is that I don't lie. Because I don't lie, I don't get caught up in my own lies and nonsense. And therefore, I can just, I mean, you'll see, if you see me give a talk, you'll see I just go on stage. I don't have notes. I just say that which is true. And provided Stephen Barrett always says that which is true, I don't, my life is a much easier thing. It's just much, much easier. Yes, Blair is part of this Fabian conspiracy. Remember, it's been going on so long that Fabians have died and dreamed of their future glories, controlling all of our lives. The narcissist, Marxist elite. Yes, Rob. Yes, absolutely. And it's a narcissist. They are utterly narcissistic people, terribly, terribly shallow, and they see us as children or as meat units. It's really sinister. They are sinister clowns. We are going to win. I think there are some more questions on digital ID. If anybody's got a specific question, I'm going on Nana Akuia tomorrow on GB News at around 3 to talk about it then. But this is obviously sinister. This will not make our lives better in any way. And you know what? While we're talking about it, can we get rid of store cards? Can we get rid of every single computer application needing you to have an account? Well, I'm old enough to remember when you didn't. I'm old enough to remember a free internet, and we can have it again. There is no need for these levels of control that we live under. What's going on? So much pushback. Yes, Henry, there is. Well, actually, there is. Let's all be part of that. Let the lovelies be part of that. As we are the lovelies, although this is our free Friday, yeah, I know. So, Mark, exactly. There are already robust checks, provided the business follows the law. So all they do is create more and more laws for those of us who are law-abiding, and they create more and more people who are not law-abiding. It's absolutely shocking. The amount of cards and accounts are depressing, Hillary. Yes, it's disgraceful. I took Small into Sainsbury's because Small wanted us to cook something. I couldn't remember, but it was the only way. It was something that I knew would be there. So we had to go in because in town we're not blessed with that many shops. Shopping in Sainsbury's is utterly dystopian. And I just sent that tweet and it got something like 300,000 views and several thousand likes because everybody knows shopping in Sainsbury's is now a dystopian hellscape. What were all those films I watched as a child warning about, you know, technology creating a dystopian hellhole? Did no one else watch them? Did Keir Starmer not see them? And I think we have to consider this is what we call corporate socialism. It's been going on for a number of years. The corporates oppress us and the state oppress us and the corporates and the state just get on with each other. So the corporates will mouth the state mantra, whatever it is, no matter how nonsensical it is, like a man could be a woman. Right, that's obviously not true, but the corporate will mouth the mantra in order to stay in with the state. The state will use its power as laws to prevent competitors arising. And where's a competitor supermarket? When was the last one? They've closed the doors on competition in so many areas. Lidl was probably the last one, Sally, the last new one. And even they were already an established corporate in Germany. You know, there's not like a new supermarket has arisen. We need competition back. Competition forces human beings to behave. Accountability forces human beings to behave. Human beings are not terribly complicated creatures. Okay, so you build a structure which forces them to behave. Even me, don't assume I'm morally good or going to be perfect all the time. Build a system that forces all of us to be good. They will get through before 2029. Well, exactly. I mean, the greatest thing about this, Aragon, is that digital ID is doomed. It'll be absolute rubbish. I mean, it'll be a complete car crash of anything. But we must resist. We must resist. Oh, Jilly, yeah, I've got nothing to hide. Everybody's got something to hide. Do we walk down the street naked, mate? Do you? I don't. And there's a reason. Get a grip. It's such nonsense. We are entitled to privacy because the alternative to privacy is oppression. I don't want to be oppressed. I want to be free. Okay? That is absolute. And we have lost the value of freedom. I may be the last generation that still knows about it. And I think our younger generation, I don't blame them, but they have grown up steeped in this rubbish. Would this not be considered coercive control? Vicky, I think we are in statewide coercive control. Yes. Yes. People look at narcissism, coercive control, look at these things and then say, does that sound a bit like now? It's absolutely, absolutely just evil, the state that we are in. Right, because we are the lovelies, armed only with cake and kindness, I just want to give a shout out to Denise because she's a long-standing member of the lovelies. She's picking up her cousin from Colorado, so she can't be here. And Denise, this week, I think many of you saw it. I hope many of you saw it. If you don't, go back on the Substack chat. She's produced a letter to petition the king. Because remember, this digital platform they created to sort of control public opinion via the online petitions, it's very, very manipulative in its own way. There are no rules around it. It's not really a constitutional feature. It's got no real legal underpinning. They can basically ignore stuff if they like, and they do. You also have to give your identity to it, which I find really, I mean, the irony of a million people giving away their identity, it's just infantilizing. The actual constitutional right is to petition the king. Now, if many of us write physical letters to the palace and petition the king, that is a big thing. If a million people sign an online petition, that's something. If 10,000 people write letters to the palace, that's something different, much more impressive. And your constitutional right is to petition the king. That is your constitutional right. They have tried to take it away with this parliamentary gibberish, this patronizing online petition system. Still use it. I'm not criticizing anybody who uses it. But, Dana's being lovely to Denise. I don't think the king will care. The king will care if he thinks the people are going to cut off his head. That's when the kings care. And I don't really care what personal politics any king has. Any king is going to care if they think the public are that angry. So write to the king. Never give in. Never give in. Never, ever, ever let that voice in your head tell you that you're going to fail, so you may as well not try. That is how you fail. Never give in. Always try. Always try. What is the point, Jax? Trying. You've got to try. You either try or you roll over in a ditch. There's always hope. And we're going to win because we're the good guys. And look, honestly, every single film, every single book, the good guys do win. We will win. I don't worry about us at all. I would almost certainly be a KC now. I would be a much more successful barrister if I had gone along with the conspiracy. But I just don't see it lasting. I tweeted something like Fabian's, the conspiracy of incompetence. They're not going to create a lovely communist state because no such thing has ever been created and no such thing is ever going to be created. There's just going to be a period of misery before we get back to basic decency. Yes, and bombard your MP and your local councillors, particularly if they're the same party as the MP. That's always a nice one, because then they will moan at the MP behind closed doors. Oh, I got a lot of flack today from my, but their vote is in my ward, so I've got to take them seriously. And local councillors actually are quite a good democratic leverage, because very few people vote in local elections. So if you make it very clear in a message to your local councillor that because of how your MP is behaving, you're going to vote against them in their election, and their election might be in May next year. That's a hell of a lot of constitutional pressure to bring to bear. Never underestimate the constitution. It is designed to protect us. If we use it, all we need do is but use our constitution and we shall be protected. Okay? Shout outs to Denise. So let's do the first question, which is from Alison. What powers do police have to seize your phone when you're in your house and they turn up for an offensive social media post? Well, I did a YouTube video on this, and it's on the Substack, about how we deal with them when they come to our house. If they genuinely have grounds for arrest, which is a legal test that they must meet, and you just record everything because it can all be gone into later, they can seize property for the purposes of gaining evidence. They can force you to release pins. I know that Tommy Robinson fell foul of that. Just go along with it for now. We'll fix it all in the end. Be outraged, be rightfully outraged, but don't hinder the police. The one thing that doesn't happen, and that because they don't understand our laws fundamentally, these Fabians, they write loads of them, but they don't understand the base. They don't understand its essence. They don't understand its core. So at its core, really one of our most sacred parts of our law is property rights. And that's literally because our law is a rebellion against Norman tyrants, and the Normans would come and nick our stuff. So really at the core of a lot of our law is you can't nick my stuff just because you're a lord and all that. So they don't gain property rights over your phone. So you can get it back from them. They should, if they're rational police, take a copy of the evidence, delete the stuff that they don't need. That's very important that they do that, and they should do that. But then they should give you the device back. And that's the right position we're in there, Alison, with property. I still think all of this needs fixing. The idiots who like to attack me over things tried to attack me over my video. And all they did was point out the pace is overly complicated. That's the Police and Criminal Evidence Act. And the rules by which they can enter your property are overly complicated and broader than they should be. And my answer generally is, well, that just proves my point. The law is far too complicated. And the law allows tyranny. Simplify the law. They prove my points for me. Anyway, Michael, I would like to know how to get in touch with you for your services. No one can, I'm afraid. I see people nicely messaging. I'm not currently capable of performing what's called regulated activity. I voluntarily did not renew my practicing certificate. When I had a practicing certificate, life was pretty horrible because people would had pylons, and I would every week almost, I would get, you know, an email from my regulator saying, you know, here's 17 complaints about you that we dismissed without having to ask your attention. But it's, that is very wearing. I think the entire regulatory system is built to allow the far left to bully anybody who isn't a Marxist. I think it's evil. I think it's sick, and I would like to fix it, but I don't chose not to be regulated. So if I choose not to be regulated, that means my life is easy. I don't have to face all of these endless regulatory attacks and baseless complaints, but it does mean I can't take money to do legal work. So I don't. And you can support me via Substack, and that's where all the lovelies are who support me. And you can support me by subscribing on YouTube, and you can support me by following me on Twitter. You can support me in other ways if you want to support me. If you want my legal help, that there are, I only operate within the law ever, because to step out of that would be incredibly stupid. I'd have to be a moron to do that. But you know, so I'm sorry, Michael, I can't offer you paid legal services. Or any, I saw some others. I just wanted to make it absolutely clear. I'm still calling myself a barrister. It's been very clear, made very clear by my regulator that if I wanted to apply, they would give me a practicing certificate. I have no complaints ever upheld against me. My name is completely clear. But in this climate, none of that seems to help you if you're not willing to be a Marxist. And I'm not a Marxist. So until we fix the system, Stephen, as a barrister, well, and there are other elements as well, which one day may become clearer. But let's go on to Sarah. I was going to ask, what about the knife man? Yes. So Christopher and Sarah asked about the knife man and the lunacy of the judge. The judge is a complete lunatic. I'm going to do a YouTube video setting out this one in more detail. But the judge would absolutely disgrace himself. I like to use the word beclowned. He beclowned himself. That was a knife-wielding maniac attempting to kill someone on our streets, and he got 12 months. That's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I think we all know now that there are very serious structural problems in our country. I'm afraid more examples of this will happen. I'm really afraid about an atrocity. So I don't just support Lawyers for Borders because politically I think that we shouldn't have migrants in migrant hotels here. It's because I think that there's going to be an atrocity, not just a wrongness, not just the crimes we're already seeing. I'm very seriously concerned about an atrocity. And I think we need to steel ourselves for if that happens. And then I think we do need to make the establishment listen through purely lawful means. Malcolm, as an outsider to law, I cannot see how a massive trimming of the law will solve our problems. Presumably the understanding of the law is practically held in the minds of lawyers at the point that decisions are made. Wouldn't there need to be a great relearning and this limit the rate of change in law? Malcolm, no. So what needs to happen is not just a mere trimming, but a total slashing back of the law and then a redrafting of it to make it clear. All non-lawyers need to be able to understand and read law. Okay, that is absolutely vital. We need to get law itself back to that stage. And we need to I agree there's more to be done. For example, we need to culturally encourage non-lawyers to engage with law, culturally encourage non-lawyers to demand that their laws are readable. So to the culture, because these Fabian Marxists use shame and oppression, has been to, if you stick your hand up in the air and say, sorry, I don't actually understand what this law is, then they'll laugh at you. That's the current culture. And the Fabians will come for you and you'll be derided and you'll be mocked. And then because humans are the way they are, the weaker humans will laugh at you too. They don't know why, but then you'll just feel like everybody's laughing at you. But really, you had a perfectly cogent question and a perfectly good point. And there is a constitutional duty and obligation on lawmakers to make law clear to anybody with a basic level of education, particularly criminal law, given it, God, you know, it affects your life in such a massive way. So it's not merely a trimming of the law. It's a total cut back and restructure is what I'm proposing. And what I think we need. I do think that there will need to be what you call a great relearning. And that's another phase I'll talk about when we've got more time. Denise. Ah, for it is she. Good evening, lovelies. And Chief Lovely, also known as Stephen. I am no chief. You cannot make me chief. I'm not chief. I am among equals. I am a one hobbit among many. also known as Stephen. Hope everyone is well. Sorry to say that everything is getting worse by the week. Yes, it is. And the judiciary are now disgraced. Yes, I'm afraid they are. I'm finding it very difficult to defend the judiciary. And I felt culturally very aligned to them. I felt very sympathetic towards them. And I now feel that they just have to be called out as another broken institution. What would happen, Stephen, if we all withheld our taxes? If I call on people to not pay their taxes, they will say I am a wrong'un and the story will be about me. So, Denise, I have to stay silent on what would happen if you all withheld your taxes. I think you probably know. Gareth, the disgraceful two-tier sentencing in this country. How can we hold the CPS accountable for their disgusting two-tier reasoning when it comes to charging somebody? Gareth, well spotted. Charging itself is also broken. So it's not just that the sentencing council is broken. It's not just that the judges are broken. It's the CPS at the charging point are charging Lucy Connolly with ridiculous things and then not charging the Quran slasher with the obvious... He should be up for attempted murder. That's what he attempted to do. I watched him. We all saw him attempting to murder someone, which carries a far greater sentence than 12 months. So, Gareth, yes, the CPS itself also needs fixing. You need, when you restructure the entire system, you need to push one word like a steel thread through the whole structure, which is accountability. The entire structure has had accountability ripped out. And so people are unaccountable, which doesn't actually make them necessarily into tyrants, because I wouldn't call the Electoral Commission voluntary tyrants. I'd call them terrified people who know that they are in an overpaid non-job and so who will defend the government for risk and fear of losing their overpaid non-job. Now, that's not active conspiracy in any way. And I need to talk more and I'll do more videos, both on Substack and on YouTube. And I might write about it more on Substack because there I can get my mind flowing properly about how you create a conspiracy. You can create a conspiracy without anybody conspiring, as long as you align self-interest, as long as you get self-interest in the way that you want it to go. So my profession was corrupted entirely by self-interest being aligned in one way, which is that in order to get promoted, we have to demonstrate our commitment to diversity, equality, and inclusion. Self-interest. You don't need them to be conspiracists. You don't even need them to believe in the cult. You just need self-interest. Sai says, good evening, Stephen and the lovely. Stephen, can you explain under what circumstances the police can seize a device, ask you to surrender a device voluntarily? So it's under PACE. They have this power. And supplying the PIN code comes under a terrorist part of legislation. The recent social media post where two female officers forced their way in, I think you've all noticed that Black's black belt barrister is on that. So I don't want to tread on his toes or ruin his defense, but I think the police have seriously messed up. This week was the first week I've ever talked to a black belt barrister. He's lovely. He's really nice and on site. And he really wants to, he was giving me advice on how to do YouTube. He's just a decent thing. And I do think ultimately we will have what I call the coalition of the lovelies. We all of us want to live in a better country. The country is awful. And the state of it is an absolute disgrace. But all of us want to live in a better country. I don't think any of us want to be king or need to be like boss over the other of us. That's why I call us hobbits. I think we'd quite like to have more bunting, no litter, well-kept lawns and gardens, but nobody has to be Lord Fluff, or, you know, any of that. We just want a nicer country. And I think we will all just come together to do it. I'm very proud that the Black Belt Barrister is involving himself, and I wish him absolute best luck on that. Good top bloke. Absolutely. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. Marie. Hi, Stephen. I know we're all upset at low sentence for the Epping Predator. Yes. Is there an aggravating factor that could have been added to increase the sentence of such offenders? You can charge them with attempted rape, Marie. This is the point that Gareth made earlier. The CPS is just charging these people with pathetic things. He put his hand on her thigh. Okay? That is not on. We need to start demanding that she's ruined her life. If you hear the traumatic statement she's given, it's awful. He has absolutely traumatized a 14-year-old girl. I mean, this is just, our country is a joke, and we must stand up to this. I know there's going to be a protest at the Bell Epping on Sunday. I'm going to make it even clearer to Essex police that I am watching them. I'm going to hound them like a hawk. I'm fed up With Essex Police, they arrested young Bob on completely trumped up charges. I am extremely angry about North Yorkshire Police and their arrest of one guy over a meme deliberately at night, which is an abuse of power. Yes, it is. We need to get our country back, and we're going to get it back. And I don't really care now, because I have to do this for my child and for all of our children. You know, I've accepted, I'm middle-aged, and part of that is facing mortality, admitting that I have a finite time here. I'm going to one day, I'm a Christian, so I believe I will one day stand before God, and God's going to go, "Hey, Stephen, how do you think you did?" And I'm just going to go, "Well, I tried to look after children. I was honest all the time. I didn't, you know, I didn't commit any crimes." You know, just that is the point of living. The point of living is not to just have, you know, gold cutlery and fancy rubbish. I mean, and I sort of pity these Fabians because it's not satisfying, you know. Thank you, Jill. Thank you. Yes, William, question for Friday, Stephen. If Farage is elected to the next general election, Parliament resets our legislation in line with his current thoughts on immigration, will the lawyers and judges accept all the new laws? They have to, William. They have to. Or allow their own prejudices to create new hurdles and blockages for Parliament? They have to, but it's going to be a struggle, and it's why I probably need to be involved in some way. I've been made aware already of some... It's basically... Some people who are experts in the Constitution are pretending that the Constitution says stuff it doesn't say. And they will use that to try and hamper a reform government. I'm already on it. I'm already aware of the arguments. I already have counter-arguments. And I know what our Constitution is. But this has been the problem. Pushing you all away from our Constitution has been an absolute mistake. It allowed a small number of your fellow human beings to lie about what your constitution was. And it's been a roller coaster trying to get it back. Fortunately, I have Lord Reed as president of the Supreme Court, who is an honest man. I don't think he shares my politics at all, and I don't care, because he never expresses his politics, and he's an honest man. And all I need, none of you have to agree with me. All we need for a lovely country is honest people. That's it. That is the recipe to a good country. And the baddies know it, which is why they keep trying you all, to get you all to lie. So, William, they will have to. We will have to make them. If I get hit by a bus, can someone else do it? Because we're going to have to make them. Because it's not a choice. They are not in charge. The lefty lawyers do not run the country. Democracy does. Sorry, Stephen, may I do a Hillary? If we put him into a Hillary. Concerning ID cards, isn't it suspicious that the largest donor to the Tony Blair Institute is the guy who founded Oracle? Well placed to make massive profits. No, because this is corporate socialism. So they are hand in glove. They are absolute hand in glove. I mean, that is all that they do. The interrelationship between the two, the way that when they leave office, they go into corporate jobs, corporate non-jobs. This is hand in glove. We must return to a simpler system where this can't happen and then police corruption again. We're going to have to. Denise doing a Hillary. Second question, even though I won't be present. Having a reward card or anything else is a choice to give data away. And it's just that, mandatory. We need millions to resist. Yes, we do. We all must resist ID cards. I wish people had resisted store cards because, frankly, it's where they got the idea from. You know, and they see us as supine. I don't, because I understand, or I listen to Churchill. I'm not that clever. But Churchill understood the people, and I listened to Churchill. And Churchill actually told von Ribbentrop, who was Germany's ambassador, that they had that the Nazi regime had fundamentally misunderstood the British people, because they literally said to him, they bragged, they were like, "Oh, you Britain doesn't want a war. Look at you all, you're sentimental, you know, you're overly emotional, your prime minister will give us any document you want. You people are wusses. You're gonna swallow this, you're not gonna fight back." And Churchill said, "Look, I'm warning you, don't underestimate them. They will fight back. You just don't know what they're like." And this is when I talk about, how many times can you hit a man in Waitrose with your trolley before you die? That is a phenomenon. And the French call it, what do they call it? Oh, they basically get upset and they think that we're liars. And it's because basically you can be quite abusive to us for a time. But then we just go, nope, nope. And we just, and as Kipling said, we plant our feet firmly on the ground. We look you dead in the eye and we go, that ain't right. And that's coming. And that's coming now for digital ID, and it must come now. And I thank goodness that it will come. And it's one of the beautiful things about our country. If you want to talk about British values, that ain't right is a British value. It's very slow to anger. But when we do, it's a big thing. Denise doing a third Hillary. Stephen, would it be possible for the Lovelies to do a collective letter to petition the King? Denise did it anyway, for Denise is brilliant. Dana, question for Friday. If police come to arrest you in the middle of the night for social media posts, how to behave? Yes. So I think we have to start pushing back. And I don't think Pete North responded well, but then I said on my YouTube video, how do any of us know how we would behave? This is a monstrous intrusion, as far as we're concerned, into our lives. We are good citizens. Most of us, I mean, it's a part of our identity to be a good and honest citizen. It's a part of my identity to be a good and honest man. That is part of my identity. When I look after my child or somebody trusts me with their child, I still remember when Small was four, being trusted to look after one of Small's friends who was 3.5. You know, I'm just a man. I'm a single dad. And these parents are trusting me to look after a 3.5-year-old and my own child. That's a deep, deep honor. This is part of my identity. I am a decent person. I am a good person. So, of course, it's a terrible, terrible, monstrous shock to have police officers even turn up at your door. I mean, my granny probably would have died right then. It just would be inconceivable to my granny that police officers would turn up at her door. I think we have to really start saying this. We have to start saying, and I wish Peter North, or I wish I'd been there. I just say, officer, you know where I live. I will delete the social media post now. And I know it's wrong. And I know we could fight that one, but we are where we are. I'll delete it now. I give you my word and undertaking that I won't tweet or say anything else on social media. And I have turned my device off. Officer, I will voluntarily attend tomorrow at whichever, you know, wherever address you want me to go to. It is therefore wholly disproportionate to take me out of my house. You know, officer, that there won't be proper legal provision. And what you're doing is effectively putting me in the cell overnight because you don't dislike something I've said. And film all that. And if they still arrest you, just imagine the power of that. Get that film on social media. Get that on social media and let's see what we can do. Because I'm afraid this is going to get worse before it gets better. But something like that would be extremely powerful. A lot of actors can intervene. And then you've got Elon intervening. That's the type of thing that gets the attention of the President of the United States. That's the type of thing the President of the United States can raise formally with our government. We are not alone. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for these islands that Donald Trump likes us. He's genuinely fond of us. I don't think he's particularly fond of our prime minister, but we are blessed. So anybody ever tries to say anything rude about Donald Trump, I have no, don't care. He likes my country. So we have saved the best to last as always, unless somebody's got a pertinent question that they want to raise in the tiny chat box. I'm going to do one of these on YouTube and see how it works. But I will never turn my back on Substack because I actually feel emotional about the Lovely. It's like we are a thing. I believe our PM is working towards... Oh, Colin, sorry. Do I believe PM is working towards the next honest election? Or is he working to declare? I think there will be an election, Colin. I'm not scared of them. The Fabians are weak and pathetic. The idea that they're going to stop an election, I just don't believe it. And I will scream blue murder. Oh. Jax is a solicitor, so that's, can they force me to give access to my phone, which has privileged client information on it? No, Jax, I don't think they can. I think you're in one of those positions where you can resist, and rightly so. And that's another thing that it's, you know, quite important that we must maintain lawyer-client privilege. We must stand up for these. Maria asked a question about HALA. I don't know what HALA is. I'm a statistical chance of me finding HALA. Mm-mm. Is HALA the nice girl? No, that's Chennai. Don't know. Right, we're doing our best. We have Halal. Oh, Halal. Be careful with Halal. Be careful with Sharia courts because it's going to have knock-on impacts on our British Jewish community who are frankly suffering enough. But it does look as though there's something going on with Halal, and it does look as though they've hidden it by using these stupid codes. Get it all out in the open. Just call for everything to be out in the open. Stop them hiding. The Fabians die in the sunlight. They literally, and that's the type of people they are. Take them outside and they cannot deal with it. Again, you know, Bram Stokerism is arguing, it's warning us about Fabians. I'm a Christian. We can't eat halal. I'm not a priest, so I would take religious advice from someone who is qualified. Okay. Well, we have saved the best of last. So we've got Hillary's questions, and then we'll finish, as I'll go down and look after Small and play with the dogs. Hillary, salve, dearest Stephen and fellow lovelies. So much going on. We all have the same worries and questions. Where to begin? What is it that Lord Hermer did not do that allowed the case against the Vile Group kneecap to collapse? So he is supposed to give permission for the prosecution to be brought. He has to give that permission within a certain time frame, and he didn't. He was 6 months late. So I don't personally believe that he's that incompetent. I personally believe that he did it deliberately, but the alternative option is that he is grossly incompetent. He's either grossly incompetent or did it deliberately. Those are your two choices for His Majesty's Attorney General. The man is not fit for office. Never was, in my view, but certainly isn't now. Why must Beefy ever inflicted with Blair's massive ego? Because Blair can't deal with the fact he's going to die. So he just has to drag us all into his psychodrama. Delegates of the UN walked out on Netanyahu a disgrace. They are. That's what the UN is for, is to talk. So if you're at the UN and you're not willing to talk to your enemy, then why are you at the UN? Then the UN is completely broken. I agree with Donald Trump. Starmer now thinks we're all decent, fair-minded, pragmatic people. He's not, as they seek to peddle their latest big state ideas. Long memories, no snakes when we see them. And Hillary uses a demotic Anglo-Saxon gesture to express her opinion for the Prime Minister. I mean, he can't last, can he? He's got to go. He's got to go. They're all going to go. I believe ultimately we will fix our country, but we're not going to fix any. Look for no heroes. Look across for no heroes. Seek you no heroes. You must fix things. We must do it. There is no hero coming to save us from that. Hey, even Gandalf didn't do it himself. Gandalf was just an angel sent to tempt people towards doing goodness. You have to do it. We have to do it. We have to man up. Look to no hero, because the hero will become the tyrant as soon as. Okay? We will rise. Yes, we will, Sally. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you to all the lovelies, because you keep everything going and the numbers of paid subscribers is going up, which I really appreciate. It's really helpful. The number of non-paid subscribers is really, or the free subscribers is good, because that just encourages more people. We will do. Please watch me on YouTube. Watch me tomorrow on Nana a Queer at about 3 p.m. I turned down Sunday, but I might in secret news to the Substack be about to get a permanent slot on another channel. So let's see what we can do. I look forward to see you at the Battle of Ideas. Jill, I am pretty easy to spot and very easy to talk to. Have a lovely, fabulous, fantastic weekend, all of you. Eat cake, have biscuits. Let's watch Sunday and hope that the Essex police aren't complete and utter tyrants. Have a lovely weekend, everybody.